Welcome back to Daf and Practice, Beitzah Daf Beis. Tosfos on Amud Beis, Dibrahim Aschel Lahaya, says that from our sugya it's mashma, the mon did not come down to the Jews on Yom Tov. Because Rashi says, in discussing the sugya of Achana the Rabba, Hashishi haro'i lahachana v'zehu b'choil. In order for a person to be able to eat a meal on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it has to be that it was muchan during a weekday. So it must be that the mon came to the Jews in the Midbar during the weekday. And Tosfos asks, but we have a medrash that says, "Vayavarech v'yakadosh baruchu b'mon v'kitchu b'mon shabbos shabbos lohayo yerid mon aval b'yomtiv hayo yerid." Tosfos asks that it's a stereo medrashim. So Tosfos says in his first teretz Yeshloimah the medrashim chalukin k'deisa b'medrash shabbos loyiyah l'rabbis yom kippurim loyiyah boy l'rabbis yomtiv shlohayo yerid hen mon. Tosfos says it's actually a machlokes medrashim whether mon fell on yomtiv. What's interesting, and that's negeil lahalacha, is whether or not you need lacha mishnah on Yom Tov. So if Mon fell on Yom Tov, L'chaira, according to some of the reasons, you shouldn't need Lecha Mishnah because there wasn't a double portion that fell on Erev Yom Tov. But if you say that Mon did not fall on Yom Tov, and you say that the reason why you need Lecha Mishnah is Zeichet to the Mon that fell as a double portion on Erev Shabbos, so to an Erev Yom Tov, two portions fell. So in Yom Tov, you have to have Lecha Mishnah. L'maisa, the Paiskim do say that you need Lecha Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah passes that way in Simon Reish Ayin Dalis of Katan Aleph. And it's also Pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Siv Dalid that on the Leil Seder you take three matzahs in order that two of them should be whole for the bracha in order to have Lecha Mishnah by the bracha. And there's actually an interesting shaila that the Yehuda discusses. Let's say Yom Tov fell on Friday, and you say that there was no mon that came to the Yidden on Friday because it was Yom Tov. So it must have been on Thursday. You had three portions: Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. So then Lechayri should have to have three chalas as a zecher to the way the mon fell in the midbar. I always like to reference the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisrael, he actually weighs in on this discussion, how many breads you have to have when Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos. And he says that according to his understanding of why you have to have Lecha Mishnah, it should come out that if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, you only have to have two, and that's three. Because he says that the reason why you have to have Lecha Mishnah is because Hashem was showing Klal Yisrael the Kedusha of Shabbos. Meaning, we know that if you left over a portion of man, then it was Vayivash Vayarim Toiloyim. It got spoiled and it got full of worms. Shabbos had the special Kedusha that even if it got left over overnight, it didn't get full of worms. So the Meshech Chachma says that when I have 3 days, I only have the nace on one day, meaning once one day passes and I see that it didn't get worms, that already showed the Kedusha. I don't have to show that twice. So he says that when Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov, it's enough to have two. Because by having two, I'm already showing that Zecher to the Kedusha of Shabbos, that keeping mon overnight doesn't get worms if it's Shabbos. It could be 2 days, it could be 3 days, it could be one night, it could be 2 nights, doesn't matter. I have that zecher of showing the Kedusha of Shabbos. So the Meshech Chachma says, I understand why lahalacha we paskin, and this is how we taka paskin lahalacha, that even if Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, and it could be perhaps there were three portions that came on the Erev of those 2 days, you still only have to have two breads for Lecha Mishnah. Have a wonderful day.